Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We're very excited about having our good friend Dr. Eric Cole back on the show. Eric's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the years. One of the top security experts, cybersecurity experts on the planet. He's got many years in the trenches in the IT world and network security. He served on the Obama Commission on Cybersecurity. During that administration, and he's here to talk to us about cybersecurity in the COVID-19 era. Eric, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim. Always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, Eric. So, the thing that's give us a little bit of a view into the mind of the cyber bad guys during this time. I mean. This pandemic caught a lot of people off guard, certainly by the 1st of February. I started reporting on this the 1st of February, but a few people knew about it in January. But it caught everybody off guard. How did when the bad guys were out there, you know, plying their spear phishing and their phishing and their hostage taking, you know, with ransomware and all that kind of stuff, all that stuff that they were doing there, when they saw that the world was going to be going home, was going to be working from home, it was going to be so much virtual, and we were all going to be online, maybe more than ever, but from different places, what did that say to those guys? How did that change their business model?
From an attacker and adversary perspective, it was a dream come true. I know for most business owners, and you and me, we were just talking before the show, it was sort of a nightmare where things got bad, we lost business, things got canceled. But from the adversary's perspective, this is exactly what they were waiting for, and it was for several reasons. First, for phishing attacks to be successful, they need people to be emotional. That they need people to not think rational and to click on anything that appears. And I think if there's one word that we can use to describe COVID-19, I think emotional, and I'll use two words, irrational, are probably good words to describe it.
Right.
So they love this because I can tell you right now, and anybody who got an email.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, anybody who got an email that said employees or coworkers got COVID-19, you could guarantee that they were clicking on it. So that was sort of the good thing for them. The second interesting thing, by working at home, most security, if any, that companies had disappeared because all of their security was infrastructure based. And now that everyone's working remotely and we had to quickly allow those servers to be accessible, almost all of that infrastructure is gone. Mm-hmm. So it created almost the perfect storm for adversaries to target organizations, both at an individual and a server level.
There's no question about it. I mean, you think about this being a dream come true for those guys. The network security, the corporate security guys, like your peers in the corporate world, you know, working a job, the ones who are paid to stay to worry about it over, you know, in the middle of the night, those guys, their job became almost impossible, didn't it? To keep secure, to tell the CEO, to tell the C-suite, guys, you're protected. I've got everything in my hands here. Everything's good. Their world just it was like a diaspora. And it went to the last mile of our country, and I mean their world turned into a nightmare, didn't it?
Exactly, because you look at a couple of factors. One, with all of the issues of people not being able to work together and things like that. Even if you're a small business and you're using Office 365 or cloud-based services or things like that.
Yeah.
What you have to realize is Microsoft, Google, Amazon, they cut their security monitoring staff by 70%.
What?
So
time out.
Think about
slow
that.
Down.
The people
Say that
were normally watching
during this period, Microsoft, they cut their staff during this period?
Yeah, because think about it. Their data centers, that what we call a SOC, a security operations center,
yeah,
they normally, I'll use Microsoft numbers, they normally had 120 people per staff, and they had three shifts, yeah, 24/7. So there was 120 people that were there monitoring your systems. Because of all the isolation issues and people not being,
wow,
able to work together, they are now operating at 15 people because
so
they have
the bad
to
keep
them guys, separated.
The bad guys ramped up with new approaches to take advantage of the new remote vulnerabilities. Meanwhile, our platforms were compromised because the staff was cut so much. Talk about a perfect storm, folks. It's amazing that this thing didn't get out of hand worse than it did. We're going to come back and get Eric to give us some ideas on how we can deal with this today and going forward, these new threats, this new landscape, this new cybersecurity landscape that we're in the middle of right now. Dr. Eric Cole and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.